Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
9 minutes after 9 o'clock now. It's Cambridge Breakfast from Cambridge 105 Radio with Julian Clover. And we're going to start a new segment on the programme now. It's called Meet Your Counsellor. And we're going to try and find out a little bit more about those who we've elected to represent us. The newest councillor on Cambridge City Council is Lib Dem David Levine, who has served Trumpington since just August. And David is with me now. Morning, David.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, this was a council by-election, wasn't it? I'm wondering how...
A city council, to be precise.
Yes. How surprised were you to be sort of thrust into the campaign? Because we've only had the local elections a couple of months prior to that.
Well, I was a bit of an innocent, really. I mean, I've been fairly active on the Lib Dem cause over the last few months. I mean, I can trace it all the way back to many years ago when Shirley Williams came and gave a talk at the Guildhall. I don't know how many of your listeners will remember that. That was in the early 80s. So I'm fairly liberal, you know, inside myself,
yes.
But not particularly active until much more recently.
And what sparked your interest?
Well, after I retired a few years ago, I started to do a little bit more for the local party, delivering a little bit of canvassing. So I was known to some of the local Liberal Democrats. And when this by-election came up, one of them said, well, do you want to have a go at that? And I thought about it for a little. I asked my wife, and I think I may have asked my children as well. And they all gave me the thumbs up. And it didn't take me long to say, OK, I'll have a go.
Off you go. Onto the ballot paper. It was a bit more complicated than that because obviously some campaigning along the way.
It's quite a rush. I have to say, it's like stepping onto a high-speed conveyor.
How long do you get? I don't recall it was that long since the...
I think early July was when it all started. And it's quite a busy time, I have to say. I'd like to say thank you, by the way, to the Trumpington residents for electing me. Let me just say that. So it's quite a rush. There's a lot that happens. There's a lot of Liberal Democrats in the area. You'd be amazed.
I think particularly when there's any kind of by-election, the Lib Dems pile in, don't they?
there's a lot, and they come from all over the place, and they really help a huge amount. And all of a sudden, you find leaflets with your photo on being stuffed through doors all over the ward. So, it's all of a sudden, it's full on. There's no half speed.
Do you get recognised as a result of that?
I think a little bit. Well, my ward is where I live. So a lot of people there know me already. So do I get recognised? Well, I just do because I'm a resident, really.
Mm. Had you been involved in the local election campaign of this year prior to that? I'm just wondering if you felt a difference between the two.
Well, a massive one. I was involved a little bit in the going around putting leaflets and a little bit of canvassing. But when you're at the centre of it yourself, it is a different world.
Mm. What are people saying when you sort of say, you know, I'm your prospective Lib Dem councillor? Vote for me. What are they coming back to you and saying?
I really enjoyed canvassing, actually, and getting out there and knocking on doors. And it's surprising. People just have a very positive response to you. Well, they did to me, a very positive response. I mean, I think, you know, the Lib Dems have what you could call the positive choice. I think that's probably.
I guess most people acknowledge that they're good on the local level, and certainly at the moment they have the advantage of not being in power, which might.
Well, the national politics is a whole different world. But in local politics, the Liberal Democrats are actually very strong, and that's because people know what they're going to get. Mm. They know they know our kind of policies, and they know that we really are interested in what they want.
Now, you mentioned that you saw Shirley Williams at the Guildhall in the 80s, and I think you've been in Trumpington itself for 30 years. What brought you there?
It was my wife. My wife always makes the decisions on where we live, which I'm very happy to go along with. So we lived in Sawston before that, south of Cambridge, since 1983, I think. And when children came along, we wanted to move nearer nearer to the city, it's so much better for children if they can cycle into town rather than have to be driven all over the place. So we moved into Trumpeton, and we're on our third house in Trumpeton.
Oh, so you've moved around within Trumpeton.
We're in our third house, and every single house is in stone's throw of the last one, basically. So we like Trumpeton.
Yeah, no, it's a nice place to be. Do you feel the area is changing at all, though? There's quite a bit of new development, and one wonders...
How long have I got?
Well, possibly another 3-4 minutes.
Trumpeton has changed a massive amount since we've lived there. The park and ride, the busway, big Waitrose, not to mention several thousand houses all around. It's been massive. I mean, the Trumpeton ward is the largest ward of all the 13 in Cambridge City, I think. I'm pretty sure. Because of all the new build.
Yeah.
It's interesting and great, by the way.
Do you think that presents in itself, really, a challenge to the political parties? Because if you have new people coming in, they're not necessarily, they might be, but not necessarily reflecting the demographics of people who were there in the first place. And presumably that gives extra challenge.
Areas change. Countries change. Good heavens. But areas change. People come in and the political landscape changes. But, okay, so the Trumpeton ward. I mean, if you look at the Trumpeton ward itself, each ward has 3 city councillors and a county councillor. So the 3 city councillors are Councillor Olaf Hauck, Councillor Ingrid Flaubert, and the county councillor is Philippa Slatter. So I'm the third city councillor now. All 4 of us are Liberal Democrat. So that tells you something about the Trumpeton ward.
I think there's been the odd flirtation with Labour, hasn't there? It's past elections.
Yes, Labour are Labour are the majority in the city
yes,
council.
Of course.
And we work very closely with Labour, to be honest. Our interest, what we want to do, is improve the life of our residents rather than have political battles.
Particularly, what's important to Trumpington right now? You know, are people who are already residents, are they concerned about the new build which is going, or do they welcome it?
Well, most of them are in the new build, actually. So, right. There's all sorts of little issues. So, for example, I volunteer at the food hub in Trumpington Pavilion every Friday, and I was just looking at a WhatsApp message just this morning, actually, from the person who organises it. Who said that the last Friday was the record number of people that came to the food hub. I mean, I've noticed over the past month or two increasing numbers of people coming into the food hub on Friday. So it's a real issue. The financial crisis that we're going through now is serious for people.
And the types of people who are coming through there, one might imagine at first glance Trumpington to be one of the better off areas of the city. So
fair point.
Why do those people need to visit a food bank or food hub?
Life's difficult for people, especially younger people with large mortgages. I know that the people that come into the food hub come from all walks of life, and there's quite a few, there's a refugee community, as there is in a lot of Cambridge, a lot of the country. So some from there, it come all walks of life. There's nurses, there are people who come in. And
nurses as well.
I think there are 1 or 2 nurses who come in. I think so.
And we hear in the news today that there's, I would have heard at the top of the hour, a strike. I think it's potentially the first one in the RCN's 100-year plus history, and fall in real terms of 10% over...
My youngest daughter is a nurse at Adam Brooks, and I can tell you that the NHS, people always say the NHS is struggling. It's really struggling. It's in a crisis like there has never been a crisis before for the NHS. It's serious.
Away from politics now, yes. Then. What do you do in your spare time?
I'm a keen rower.
On the cam?
On the cam. I was coxing a boat last night, as it happens, and I'll be out there. I'm out there rowing or coaching or coxing several times a week. It's lovely. The Cam is a fabulous river. It's the busiest stretch of water in the country, I believe, but it's beautiful. And there you have those early mornings or late evenings when it's nice and calm. The other day I saw there was a kingfisher sat on a pole. I shouldn't have been looking. I should have been rowing. I love it. It's great. It's a pleasure.
You have to be careful. You spot a kingfish and you end up rowing into a batch of wild swimmers out there.
Yeah, not so much wild swimmers. There's an awful lot of, the wild swimmers tend to be in a different part of
okay. Cambridge.
But yes, there's an awful lot of swans, and it's their river, by the way, not ours. But
as they let you know if you go too close sometimes.
That's fair enough. We're intruding on their space.
Well, David, look, thank you very much for coming in this morning, telling us a little bit about yourself and Trumpington, of course. That is Councillor David Levine, Lib Dem for Trumpington. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.